Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 201. Well, here I sit among the ruins of my life. Actually, it's just a whole stack of boxes and a whole bunch of crap I still gotta put into boxes. But I am running out of episodes and I'm gonna be on the road for the next few days, so I figured it was a good time to stop and record a few new episodes for you guys to take you through the window when I am just not gonna be around. Today, Kane asks, is there such a thing as diminishing returns when you write a series of tales versus writing a bunch of standalone tales? If there is it largely how the books are marketed and packaged, the outside, or does it have more to do with the structure of the story breaks and the overarching plots, the inside? Is there a benefit to marketing a series as a set of standalone books? Well, Kane, this is one of those questions that changes based on the fashion of the day. At the moment, series are the big thing. Everybody loves series, audiences want series, they want people to write in series, and authors are writing in series to meet the demand, because books that are in series currently sell better. Currently. These things go in and out of fashion. I suspect that the reason this is going on is that currently, televised entertainment, the best television around, the best film around, is all serialized drama that happens on shows like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire and Better Call Saul and Stranger Things and just about everything else you can think of. However, this will not always be the case. People will, at some point, remember their appetite for more self-contained stories, and there are trends in television that are pushing back this direction, most recently and prestigiously the British show Black Mirror. Which is, by the way, fantastic. It's the best science fiction I've seen in 20 years at least, and I highly suggest you take a look at it if you liked either Twilight Zone or The Outer Limits, or you're just interested in some mind-expanding and terrifying science fiction. So, as far as how you present it, there's components to both how you package it on the outside and how you structure it on the inside. In the mystery genre, for example, books that do really well frequently, though not always, tend to be written with series characters tying together, and the main character will have an overall plot arc, and the supporting cast will have character arcs, but the cases themselves are largely standalone. So the books are packaged as standalone, but they can be read in sequence to sort of unlock special features, so to speak. This is what I'm doing with my Clark Lantham series, at least up until book 12, at which point I'm going to break that and do a book that is just a series book. Or at least that's the plan. Who knows, maybe I'll figure out a way to work that one into the same mold as the other ones. You never know. The packaging communicates certain things to the readers that, as far as what they can expect. If you have a sequence and continuity to the books, you want the volume number to be prominently displayed. If the sequence and continuity is not something you want to emphasize or not something you want the audience to feel is particularly important, you don't put the volume numbers on the spine, for example. There's different ways to do it, but to answer your question, I'm going a long way around to answer your question saying it's both and. Both the internal structure of the story and the interrelationships between the stories and the packaging on the outside of the story communicate certain things to the reader and help a book either stand alone or nest in the midst of a series. If you want to see a good example of two series by the same author that are done in these two distinct styles, both series from the 1980s, check out Bio of a Space Tyrant by Piers Anthony, which is a serial 5-novel series, and also check out The Xanth series, X-A-N-T-H, by Piers Anthony, which is an episodic series, which you can jump into and jump out of at any point without really missing anything. Both series were and are packaged differently. Both series were and are written differently. And for a series by the same author that's kind of in the middle, check out The Incarnations of Immortality, written around the same time. Definitely has a plot arc to the whole series. You can also definitely read them out of order without sacrificing much of anything right up until the final volume. You have to read the others before reading the final volume or the final two or three volumes. Basically, once you get to For Love of Evil, you have to have read the preceding five in order for anything to make sense. But up until that point, they're basically standalones that are intertextually interrelated. And those are all still in print, all three series, and you can find them on Amazon and just read the samples. You'll get a good idea of the different ways these sorts of things can be structured to great advantage for both author and reader. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.